Charisma House presents Born for Significance, Master the Purpose, Process, and Perils of Promotion, written by Bill Johnson, narrated by Tim Lundeen. Introduction. This book is not an invitation to wealth, fame, or power in Jesus' name. It is an invitation to a lifetime journey in the fear of the Lord, to discover all that God intended us to become in this life. Our greatest challenges often have to do with learning to walk in humility while experiencing ever-increasing significance and influence. In reaction, many believers have chosen insignificance, simply because it's easier to manage a life from which little is expected. Tragically, the church usually calls this humility. It is not. Denying God's purpose for our lives is anything but humility. For this reason, fear is often called wisdom by those bound by it. It's time to shed these restrictions that have masqueraded as virtues and say yes to God's invitation to significance. But our significance must be according to His definition. Become as a child, become the servant of all. These are the things we all say amen to in principle, but we rarely address what follows these decisions to become poor in spirit. Promotion. When we say yes to becoming little in our own eyes, willing to be the servant to everyone around us, God has found someone He can trust with societal promotion. Now what? Listen on, and together let's discover His wonderful intention for the church, His body, the literal dwelling place of the Holy Spirit on earth. Part 1. The Purpose of Promotion. Chapter 1. Welcome to the Conflicted Life. It is no secret that this glorious walk with Jesus is one of conflict, challenge, and of course, extreme blessing. The conflict, however, is often within. In other words, it's not only the external part of a life of hard circumstances or struggles with people. Much of the conflict is on the inside, as we try to learn how this life in Christ is supposed to work. Our way of thinking is quite different from what we find on the pages of Scripture, which reveals the mind of Christ. God's way of thinking is completely different from ours, and He isn't going to change. Not only does He often contradict what and how we think, He sometimes seems to be in conflict with Himself. That is a foolish conclusion, I know, and comes from human reasoning only, but it reveals at least part of the reason for our internal struggles in this conflicted life, as you can only live where you've died. The Bible is filled with these examples, of which I will mention a few to give context. We find one great illustration of this conflict in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 through 5. He says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes." There they are, back-to-back verses commanding us to do opposite things. Don't speak to the fool, speak to the fool. We find similar cases throughout Scripture. Here's an example in the life of the Apostle Paul. Jesus commanded his followers to go into the whole world and preach the gospel. And yet when Paul tried to go to Asia to carry out this commission, which is obviously a part of the whole world, the Holy Spirit said no. He was then directed in a dream to go to Macedonia. He openly obeyed a command, only to be told no, and was then redirected. Another example is where Jesus instructed us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Self-love, then, seems to be a necessary part of effectively loving our neighbors. And yet, in his letter to Timothy, Paul warned against those who, in the last days, would be lovers of self. So, do we love ourselves or not? These are not really contradictions, but they do remind us of our need to stay close to his heart, to know what to do in a given situation. Jesus the Teacher. Jesus' teaching often created these challenges. He taught us that in order to live, we would have to die. He required his followers to go last in order to be first, give to receive, and humble themselves to be exalted. He also taught that those who mourn would find joy and comfort, and the persecuted would be happy. The word blessed means happy. The list goes on and on. The main point we should be learning in this quandary is simple yet profound. The Word of God is best understood in relationship with God. The Bible is so much more than a book of principles that I can mimic to be successful. It is by nature an invitation to walk with the author.